For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh start with opening statements on Tuesday. Minnesota's Amy Klobuchar on Meet the Press.
I think you're going to see some really strong questions from a number of us that are on the Judiciary Committee.
She's among committee Democrats complaining the process is moving too quickly.
It's not normal because we are not able to see 100,000 documents
being withheld by the Trump White House. Republican Lindsey Graham on Fox News Sunday.
What I think you'll find is somebody said 308 decisions, so you can get a pretty good idea of what he thinks. If he does well at the hearing, he will get, my belief is 55 or higher. If he does well, and I'm sure he will do well.
Senate Democrat Dick Durbin.
He comes before us at a time when people are concerned about whether this president or any president is above the law.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
A recent ABC News poll finds nearly half of Americans want impeachment proceedings against President Trump. Former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, appearing on ABC's This Week, says the Russia probe needs to wrap up first.
I think the most important thing that the Democrats could do is to allow Bob Mueller to complete his work. I think Bob Mueller's report will ultimately determine whether or not there are going to be additional steps taken against the president. And they ought not to get ahead of that report because that will be the key to determining what happens in the future.
At the box office,
these people aren't just rich, they're crazy rich.
And you really should have told me that you're like Prince William of Asia.
That's ridiculous. Much more of a Harry.
The movie Crazy Rich Asians continues to draw crowds. It pulled in another $22 million to stay number one this weekend. The shark film The Meg came in second. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The father of Molly Tibbetts is again asking people to stop politicizing her death. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Groups and individuals pushing for stronger border security and new immigration laws have been using it as an example, as the accused murderer is an illegal immigrant from Mexico. Even President Trump has brought up the death of Molly Tibbetts.
This is one instance of many. We have tremendous crime trying to come through the borders.
And in an op-ed piece in the Des Moines Register Saturday, Rob Tibbetts laments that some are ignoring the family's request, saying that while Molly may not be able to speak for herself, he can and will. And he implored people to show decency, saying he didn't want them to use her to advance views that she herself believed are racist. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The NAFTA negotiations with Canada are a hot-button topic. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
President Trump has threatened to tear up the North American Free Trade Agreement if Canada doesn't concede to new terms. AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka discussed the issue on Fox News Sunday.
Our economies are integrated. The three countries in North America, the economy's pretty integrated. And it's pretty hard to see how that would work without having Canada in the deal.
Trumka says his federation is anxious to have NAFTA reworked, calling the 1994 agreement devastating to American workers. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.